coiffed Matt Clark. He's got plenty of petroleum product in his hair. He's got
You're not allowed
hair.
To run your hands through my hair.
No,
Richard.
Come on.
Now, Molly would take great offense to
Here's my question. What the hell is going on with your socks?
JR came out of his little enclosure there just to specifically compliment these socks.
I like the socks, Richard.
The last time I had an acid flashback, those colors came to me, you know? I mean, seriously.
You're doing too much acid.
Or not enough.
I haven't done enough. That's what I think. That's right. How are you, Matt Clark?
I'm good. I have no complaints. We were chatting for a moment, you know, welcoming the end of this year, the beginning of next year.
Are you ready for Christmas in 2 weeks?
You know, in that shot, I mean, it's just like every year
it's amazing.
It comes quicker,
it goes faster.
And, quicker. Yeah. And I'm not a Christmas guy. I mean, I know I listened to UJR and you got like Santa crashing into your house or something. So I have a whole different system going at my house, which is minimal effort Christmas at all times.
Yeah.
I think we're ready. I mean, you know, what do you have to do? We only have one kid, so it's easy.
Is your house decorated like JR's? I mean, lit up?
Well, yes, thanks to my wife. I mean, okay. I literally do none of it at this point.
Of course not.
And as of about 2 years ago, I passed a home resolution where I would not hang lights higher than I could reach with my hand. So if you came by my house, there was no light higher than about 7 feet tall in the trees.
Jared, you hear this?
I love the home resolution.
He passed a home resolution.
That's where I was like, how do I get one of those?
I mean,
how do I get the wife to sign off
make
on
sure,
it?
Yeah. Make sure your kid votes for you is what you got to do.
Did you put it on parchment paper, you know? Is it like
wax?
You know,
it's a wax seal.
It's
I put
Matt
in it.
Clark today in the California Assembly. You know, is that what we're doing? Is that what
it's
we've
an
come
assembly
to?
Of one?
Yeah. Nice.
It's more of a fiefdom at my house.
So. Uh-huh. I can imagine. Okay.
In all my right. dreams, by the
all
way.
All right. But, well, we brought you on. We're going to come up against a break, but after at the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the bird scooter craze
yes,
in this town.
Tried one.
You
I rode
did.
One yesterday. I can give you a full report.
I want the full report. We want to talk about liability issues, why some cities embrace them, why some cities hate them, right? Sure. How can we exploit them to our advantage, right? And how, you know, and if somebody came to you with a case and somebody fell off one because hitting a crack in the road, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Okay? We'll talk about all those things with Matt Clark here from Chain Cone Styles. Who won our tickets, Chair?
David,
thanks for listening, buddy. Okay, we'll be right back here on News Talk 1180, the new 96.1 KERN. And Matt Clark is here joining me from Chain Cone Styles. Matt, in 2 weeks, it's going to be Christmas. Christmas will be almost over.
Yeah, it's not even that that's shocking. It's that the year is going to be over.
Yeah,
you know, it's such a cliche, but it's so true that the older you get, the faster time goes by.
Oh, it speeds by. It's unbelievable. I can't believe it.
It's unfair, really. Life should work the opposite way.
Really? It should be a Benjamin Button life,
yeah.
right?
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
We should be born old, right. Then we get like better and better.
Right. And when you have all that wisdom, you're 16.
Right. And then we end up, you know how you end your life? You're breastfeeding. There you go. What a good life, you know? Benjamin Button. I'm in. Okay, all right. I asked Matt to come on because we got these bird scooters that popped up all around town. Like 200 of them were dumped overnight. Kind of an odd story because they didn't come to the city.
No, but that's their business model.
That's their. But yeah. Don't cities like, I mean, before I do business in the city, do I need to, if I go to Fresno.
So let me tell you what's really interesting about it, okay? So I went out the day after they were dumped in town.
Right.
And there's one sitting on a street sign, literally right in front of my office. And I said, shoot, I got to try this thing. So you download an app on your phone, okay?
The bird app.
I think I heard JR talking about this earlier. The app runs you through a waiver that's like a mile long.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
And we can talk about the enforceability of that if you
right,
want. But the point is, you do consent to this. I mean, it is a gargantuan waiver.
Okay. Yeah.
If you actually took the time to read it, you'd never get to ride the scooter.
You'd lose 2019 like we lost 2018.
If you actually read the waiver, the scooter would be taken by someone else.
Okay.
So you download this app, you sign the waiver, you take a picture of your driver's license because they require you to be 18 or older.
Oh,
okay?
Interesting. That's how they get
around actually,
it.
You know the barcode on the back of your license that I've always wondered what it's for?
Yeah.
The app scans that barcode, too, to verify that it's a valid driver's license. All right? So you're pulling your driver's license out as we're talking about
this. Yeah, I've never seen that on the back of my driver.
If you look at the back of your license,
there's
a barcode. So the app scans the barcode.
Okay, got it.
And then it asks you to scan. There's a little QR code thing on the top of the handlebar of the scooter. You scan that with your phone.
That matches it up with that specific.
It unlocks that scooter. And there's an actual lock with a cable, like a bike lock, okay, with a retractable cable. It sends you the combination to that lock, and you unlock the scooter, and off you go.
How come these things aren't being stolen? There's not a bike lock in the world that could, if somebody wanted to cut through it, they could get it.
Well, the reason I don't think, and look, I'm no expert on these things, but it appears to me that without running it through this app,
it's not
gonna
work.
Won't work.
Okay.
So you just have a scooter that doesn't do anything. So that's that. It's probably why they're not.
JR thinks within
that wouldn't
a matter
keep
of
people
months,
in Bakersfield from stealing them.
Well,
by the
exactly.
way,
exactly. JR thinks in a couple months there's going to be a Bird scooter in every homeless person's grocery cart.
Yeah,
what do you think?
An inoperable Bird scooter.
Of course.
It's kind of like people that still steal a tube TV, right?
Yeah, right.
Like who does like. You just did that person a favor. That thing weighs like 120 pounds. They got to move it out of their house.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Somebody will steal one.
You know how you get somebody to steal something in Bakersfield?
What?
Okay. Say you get one of those TVs.
Right.
You don't just put it out there and put a sign that says free on it. You put a value to it.
You say
$20. And when people think there's a value to junk, they will steal the junk.
Yeah. Absolutely true. However, the Bird scooter appears to me that it has no value without logging into this app and going through all these things.
All right, so you did it. Tell me about your experience. Yeah,
it's way faster than I expected it to be.
Really?
Yeah, and I
think the top speed is 15 miles an hour.
But it feels. I mean, you and I rode bicycles together for years and have been way, way faster than 15 miles per hour on a bike. It feels fast. I'll just say that.
Is it stable? They look with those tiny wheels.
Well, the tire's pretty thick. I mean, it's thicker than a wheel, than like the tires on our bicycles, for example.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, I would say it's as thick as like a mountain bike tire, but the circumference is less, obviously. I didn't feel like it was, you know, I mean, I'm sure you could fall off of it, but it felt pretty stable to me.
So it has brakes, normal brakes?
Yeah, it's got a brake button and a go button.
Okay.
And that's it. And it's lights all around it. There's lights on the bottom. There's lights in the front, lights in the back. And so
what do they charge?
Oh, but here's the
what
part
do they charge for it? An hour.
I rode it for maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes and it cost me like $1.50 or something like that.
Okay.
The interesting part is after you ride it the first time, they send you through the app a letter that you can sign right then and there that goes to your local governing bodies saying, you know, that you want them to approve the use of these in your community. So built into the app is this, you know, public
awareness or lobbying type
thing that's going on. And so that's pretty interesting. And I think that's why, and I'm sure your previous guest, Andre, knows about this, but down in Los Angeles, the city council for the city of Los Angeles recently approved the use of, I think it's Bird and Lime, the two different competing companies, approved for them to, you know, deposit these things on the city streets. And in exchange, they get a licensing fee from the company. So sort of I think it's $20,000 if you want to come in and put them on our streets. And then so much per scooter per period of time.
So they're taxing them.
So they're taxing them.
Yes,
and so it's
why
a way
not?
For the community to make some money. I would hope if they stay in the city of Bakersfield that the city takes advantage of that.
Well, now that we got Measure N, JR, we don't need that. We're flush with money, right?
Well, did Andre tell you that too?
No. I'm not laying that on Andre. No, I think that's smart, though. We tax everything else.
Yeah, no, I think it's a brilliant idea. And I think, look, this is a company that's coming to the community. It's clearly going to make some money. You know, just like everything else gets taxed, you might as well tax them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about the liability of it, Matt. We're talking to Matt Clark. If you have any questions about these things, give us a call, 842-536-842-KERN. You can also text us using the area code 661. Matt, you are in the business of liability issues and when things go wrong, that, you know, as your commercials say, getting justice for people. Let's say I'm riding one of these things down in the bike lane, like I've been told, and I hit a pothole and I go down and I'm not wearing a helmet and I got a major injury. Is there a liability there?
So there's a lot of issues in which you just, the hypothetical you just proposed. One is you're not wearing a helmet. That's an issue. The app actually tells you you need to wear a helmet. In fact, Bird, if you register for the app, they will send you a free helmet. If as really? Long as you pay shipping, they will send you a free helmet.
Wow.
And which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting. So
not wearing a helmet, that's on you. Now the pothole, that could be a defect of public property, okay? Mm-hmm. And our public entities, just like private entities, need to keep their property safe for use by those of us that live in the community. Mm-hmm. So it'd be no different than if you came walking into my house and I had a big old hole in my floor and you didn't see it and you fell in it. That's on me, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing's true with a pothole on a city street. Now, there are things you have to prove, one of which is that the city had noticed that the pothole was there and that they had a reasonable amount of time to repair that pothole. That's sometimes difficult to prove. Mm-hmm. But if it was something that was there for a long time, it is possible. You can prove that, and the city would have potential liability. What I would say is I don't think it's any greater liability than the city already has for potholes for people like bicyclists who are riding in a bike lane, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had those cases where there's big seams in the asphalt and it causes people to go down. And you know as well as I do that any bicycle accident can be a serious accident. It doesn't you and I both know people who have had significant injuries just falling off a bike that wasn't moving.
It wasn't moving. My worst injury on a bike was when I was going 0 miles an hour. I tried to bunny hop a curb down when I lived in Orange County and went down, broke 3 ribs, and tore up my
That's a bad. That's a bad personal injury.
What?
Case, by the way.
What do you laugh? Why is that funny to you, JR? It's not that funny.
How old were you, Richard?
Huh?
How old were you?
About your age.
Trying to bunny hop curbs.
Well, I mean, I had this Romanian guy who rode on the Romanian Olympic team. He's in front of me. He did it effortless. I did it. I like cracked 3 ribs.
Because you're not Romanian.
Well, maybe. Marcello. Well, but look, if there's a pothole in the road and I'm in my car.
Yeah.
I'm going to be annoyed by it, but with the inherent instability of these little, you're basically on a.
It's no more unstable than a bicycle, though. It's the same thing. And look, I would say it's I'm not an advocate for them, but I'm not against them either. It's no different than a bicycle. I mean, look, we have people on bicycles that are. Responsible, that obey the rules of the road, that ride in the bike lane, that stop at stop signs, that stop at red lights. And then we got people that don't, right? I mean, you can't legislate around stupidity and irresponsibility. So you can't have a law for everything. But I mean, you and I both know plenty of people who have been involved in bike accidents that really weren't obeying the rules of the road.
Right.
And so, and these things, you're not to ride them on the sidewalk. It even says that the moment you log in, it says, do not ride it on the sidewalk, right? And, what do I think is going to happen? Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to ride them on the sidewalk. But I also have an office on Chester in downtown Bakersfield, and I get a lot of guys riding their bikes on the sidewalk in front of my office, and you're not supposed to do that either.
Right. And you get a lot of homeless people sleeping in front of your office, right? It's the curse, and it's the benefit of being downtown. You get
I will give our city councilman Andre a great deal of credit. In fact, I'm having lunch with him later this week. He's forming a coalition.
Does he ever pay for lunch, Andre?
I don't know. Maybe
he went to the mark today and didn't pay for
maybe
lunch.
Maybe I'll stick him with the bill.
He's a grifter,
But anyway, no, I have to congratulate him. I mean, he's trying to put together a coalition of downtown businesses and downtown community members to, really try in a compassionate way to fix some of this homelessness.
Good. Well, what's your role in that going to be?
I don't know. I'll do whatever he asks. Really. Okay. I mean, I reached out to him and I said, listen, our office, number one, we get the benefit of being downtown. We should pay back in some way. And if it's with money or time, we'll do what we have to do. But anything that we can do to help.
Well, you guys do a lot of that over your group. You're big supporters of MAD and other local nonprofits too. Matt, what's going on? I want to pivot here for just a second before we go to our final break. But what is the old bank building that was restored, Caddy Corner, mm-hmm. across Chester? It looks like that's ready to open as something. There's lighting. There's murals on the wall. it. I mean, they're like historic pictures, like they have at Pyrenees and Luigi's. Is that going to be a bar or a restaurant, or do you know?
I assume it's a restaurant. The rumor that I had heard, and this is some time ago, was that there was going to be like a high-end burger place. You know, I wish them the best. They're catty-corner to our office. They've done a tremendous amount of work to that building. I mean, they've been working on that thing for well over a year now. And I've kind of peeked my head in the door. It's very nice inside.
Does it look like a restaurant?
It looks, oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I mean, it looks like they've got kitchen stuff and other things in it.
So they had to put a kitchen in there. There was nothing in there.
Well, I think there was a kitchen like an eon ago in there.
Well, remember that back when it was a Mexican place, but when they gutted it to restore it, they took all that out.
Maybe
it's plumbed for it.
Yeah, when they gutted it, it was just dirt floors in there. Okay. I think they tore it down to bare bones.
Okay.
And it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, it'd be nice to have a new restaurant downtown.
Are you kidding me? Next to Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
That'd be a hot place other than parking. Yeah.
You know, the people always complain about parking downtown, but the reality is after 5 o'clock, parking's really not
that big a problem.
You don't have a problem.
You're right. Yeah. You're right about that. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the bird thing after we come back from the break. We got Matt Clark here. I'm a little surprised, Matt, that you think that it's just like a bicycle. I mean, you know, it's just like live and let live.
I'm sorry you're surprised, but it's no different than a bike. It really isn't. I mean, you see guys riding their bikes on the sidewalk, wrong side of the street, paying attention. Huh. It's dangerous for pedestrians in that situation. Yeah, it's no different.
Absolutely. Oh, that's what I worry about.
I'll talk to you about that.
Okay, we'll talk about that when we come out. We got Matt Clark. Let's take our final break of the day as we head to the 3 o'clock hour in the Ralph Bailey Show. Here on News Talk 1180, the new 96.1 KERN. 8 more minutes here with Matt Clark. We're talking about the bird scooters that showed up around town last week, what that means, and how does a plaintiff's attorney like Mr. Clark look on this. Matt, you have some information on the experience of the scooters in other cities and lawsuits that have arisen out of that. Take us down that road.
Yeah, so there's actually been a class action filed down in L.A. County, and it's interesting. It's not for people who were riding the scooters, but it's for pedestrians who were walking and hit by someone riding the scooters. And so the theory behind that class action is that these companies dump these scooters in an area like Santa Monica or Venice Beach, and the proposed purpose of these things is to commute, short commutes, mile or two, one way or the other. But what they've found in these beach communities is no one's actually using them for commuting. It's like tourists that are jumping on them to get a giggle and a laugh.
Right.
And they're riding them on bike trails and public sidewalks, and they're running over old people on the road. And so there's been a class action filed to try to seek damages for these people who have been injured. And there's some significant injuries. I mean, one of them is a guy that had a completely torn shoulder. The scooter knocked him down. He put his arm out to catch himself, tore his shoulder. In San Diego, there is a case where a guy died riding one of them. He was driving.
He was the operator,
and he was drunk.
Nice.
And so that's something that, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened, not necessarily somebody dying, but you get somebody downtown Bakersfield, had a night at the bar or whatever, and decides to jump on one of these things. That's a bad idea. It's no different than trying to jump on a bicycle if you've been drinking. And so there are cases out there where people are getting really, really hurt. There was a poll from ER doctors down in LA County, and they were talking about the injuries that they're seeing on these things, and it's substantial, And again, I don't think it's any more risky than riding a bike and not doing it properly, not wearing a helmet, riding on the sidewalk, riding on the wrong way of the street. I mean, all those things are very dangerous. But you get people that maybe don't understand how dangerous the scooter could be. I think you're going to see some people getting hurt.
Yeah. Last night I'm coming down 21st Street, and there are two girls. It's at dusk, right? And there's two girls on these scooters going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. They're heading into town, so they weren't going against traffic. But I was like, they were invisible. Even with those little lights on, you couldn't see them. And as a driver, it's the same. I worry about these homeless people the same way, either jaywalking or how many. I've yet to meet a homeless person who knows that you're supposed to ride with the traffic on right. a bicycle. They're always coming. So I'm looking to the right. I'm going to take a left on 21st, and there's like a homeless person.
I don't
like
think right all there. Those people are homeless, by the way. I mean,
well, whatever.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of people right. on BMX bikes and other things that just yeah. like the rules of the road mean nothing to them.
Right, right, right.
And look, that's dangerous. And we have a horrible problem in our community of pedestrians getting killed. I mean, it happens at a phenomenal rate in Bakersfield, and part of it is just what you mentioned. I mean, one, drivers aren't looking for it, and two, you have pedestrians, people on bikes, scooters, jaywalking, right. you name it, that aren't obeying the rules of the road.
Right,
And that's a huge, huge problem.
Right, 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 right. So when you looked at this, I mean, if you, the point you were making earlier is that you need to look in these scooters just like a bicycle.
Yep.
And you're going to get the same kind of accidents, the same kind of lawsuits, the same kind of... So why single these guys out? I mean, why have some of these cities... Is it a taxation issue? Is it an issue of they wouldn't belly up and agree to a tax thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you'd have to know what happened behind the scenes in those communities that banned them. I mean, you know, if they proposed a tax and Bird or Lime didn't want to pay the tax, I guess that could be a justification for kicking them out. You know, at this point, I don't see a justification to ban them. Again, kind of analogizing them to a bicycle. That being said, you know, time will tell. You know, we don't have – Bakersfield is not Santa Monica and it's not Venice. We're not going to have 3,000 of these things around downtown.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if JR is completely correct and by, you know, May, there's about – 50 of these things sitting down in the Kern Riverbed, inoperable.
with the smart and final grocery carts.
And, you know, look, these companies that are dropping them in our community are it's a for-profit company. So if they're not making money on it, my guess is they're going to come pick them up.
Yeah, right.
And that might not surprise me either. Although what shocked me is this Bird company, it's a $3
billion
company.
I read that in the journal yesterday.
$3 billion. Yeah.
I mean, how do they come
that's
up with
that's a
these
lot of
valuations? That's incredible.
Apparently, these things are all over the world. I was talking to my partner, Jim Yoro. His daughter lives up in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And she got so used to riding one of these Bird scooters to and from work, mm-hmm. she just bought one.
Really?
She up and bought the thing. She literally commutes daily on one of these things.
Now, that's an interesting concept.
I think in a bigger city, especially a city like San Francisco or Oakland or Berkeley, right, where everything's more tightly mm-hmm. compacted, you don't have this sort of sprawl like we do here, and you only have to commute a mile or two every day, maybe three, yeah, it is a feasible means
sense.
Of transportation.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with walking, is there?
No.
You know? I mean, so, you know, I mean, I can walk... You know, a half mile from my house to the Padre or whatever. But if you're right, if it was a 3 to 4 mile commute, that might work. You know, is it legal to ride these things on like the bike path?
You know, I don't think it is in Kern County or in Bakersfield. I think our bike path here has a prohibition against motorized vehicles. So I just noticed you unplugged your heater. So like 8 people can charge their scooters now that you unplugged that.
There you go. Because I'm a giving person.
Matt, if I get burned by that heater, can I sue?
Absolutely.
Person? Okay.
I mean, I'm not even sure that's a heater. That looks more to me like something you'd roast a turkey.
Well, Rogers Brandon hasn't really cleared that to be in here. So I'm just, he has no liability. It all lands on Richard.
And what if I get, at my age, I get pneumonia and I could catch my death in cold?
All I know is he's got it so darn dark in here. I'm starting
like
to become depressed,
I like
JR.
It warm. I'm like mold.
You need some mood lighting in here.
I'm like a night mushroom in here, you know.
You're sporing.
Let me tell you something. That hair is not going to look like that forever. When your hair starts to look like my hair, you're going to turn down the damn lights too, my friend.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right, Matt Clark, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having
me. Always great to have you on.